This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The ABC revival of American Idol dropped 22% in its second airing when head-to-head against NBC's The Voice. Round one of The Voice versus American Idol saw The Voice easily come out on top with 11.7 million viewers. American Idol, on the other hand, was down 22% in the key demo from its debut the night before. Perhaps it was too pitchy. Will season 5 of Jane the Virgin be the last? Series star Gina Rodriguez said so this week. Rodriguez also said she would return to directing an episode after the one she directed in season 4 was the highest rated of the season. The CW has not commented on the show coming to an end or not. Meanwhile, Rodriguez is developing two other series for the network. And no, she's not a virgin. Adam Levine just bought a Beverly Hills estate once owned by tennis great Pete Sampras. It's 12,000 square feet and has 7 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a screening room, pool, guest house, and tennis court. It's considered a Beverly Hills masterpiece. We learned Adam paid about $36 million for the property. His other house in Beverly Hills is in escrow for $16 million. It's so good to be Adam Levine. A judge refused to dismiss a drug possession charge against actress Rose McGowan after prosecutors said they have additional evidence to bring forward. McGowan's lawyers have suggested the drugs were planted by agents hired by disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein to discredit her for making sex assault accusations against him. She's been charged with felony drug possession and general idiocy. Half Empty, the popular web series starring Cassie David, social media star and daughter of Larry David, is coming to Amazon Studios. Cassie will star in, write, and executive produce the show. Half Empty follows a sardonic girl in her final year of college whose overactive imagination leads to catastrophic thinking and hilarious mishaps. Sounds like Curb Your Enthusiasm 2.0. Nicole Kidman is set to star in and executive produce a series for HBO, The Undoing, an adaptation of the novel You Should Have Known by Jean Hanf Korelitz. This will be the second time that Kidman will work with David E. Kelly, who'll serve as writer, executive producer, and showrunner on the project. Kidman and Kelly also will reunite for the second outing of Big Little Lies. Yep, a good fit. Stephen Hawking passed away at 76 after a decades-long battle with ALS. Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for his depiction of Hawking in the 2014 biopic, The Theory of Everything. Hawking also appeared on The Big Bang Theory 7 times. The cast paid tribute, tweeting, "Thank you for inspiring us and the world." Well, if he's climbing the stairway to heaven, he'll have a tough time. Too soon? Lil Pump re-signed with Warner Brothers Records, and it looks like it's going to be binding. It's the second round of trying to get a valid contract between Warner Brothers and Pump. WB will pay Pump an $8 million advance and $9,000 for the first year, $12,000 for the second, and $15,000 for the third, plus royalties. And he's only 17 years old. Big-ass Pump. CNBC is joining TV's revival bandwagon, ordering new episodes of the game show Deal or No Deal. Howie Mandel will be back as host of the show that aired from 2005 through 2009 in primetime on NBC. The show is scheduled to debut in the fourth quarter of this year. It's unclear if the New Deal will be a nightly or weekly addition to the Business News Channel's primetime sketch. Slash claims a man tried to make his way into the guitarist's home during a party by convincing Slash's girlfriend he was a friend, and Slash is so concerned he's gone to court for a restraining order. Slash claims when he was turned down at the door, he rang the doorbell several times and got so angry he violently bashed the security camera. 2 weeks later, he tried it again. Hey, was that Axel? Flipper flop star Tarek El Moussa will be living the life of a bachelor in a new home. the reality TV star closed on a $2.3 million home in Costa Mesa, California, just a few weeks after finalizing his divorce with his Flip or Flop co-star, Christina El Moussa. Although Tarek and Christina split in 2016, their divorce wasn't finalized until January. Party time! Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik have called it quits after 2 years of dating. Zayn tweeted, "Gigi and I had an incredibly meaningful, loving, and fun relationship, and I have a huge amount of respect and adoration for Gigi as a woman and a friend. She has such an incredible soul. I'm grateful to all of our fans for respecting this difficult decision and our privacy at this time." Yep, another one bites the, well, you know. Madonna will direct a film for MGM based on the life of ballerina Michaela DePrince. The studio bought rights to her memoir, Taking Flight from War Orphan to Star Ballerina in 2015. The book follows Michaela's life from an orphan in war-torn Sierra Leone to a world-renowned ballerina. This will be Madonna's fourth turn as a director, with a bad English accent to boot. Has been. Heather Locklear has dodged a bullet. She won't be charged with felony domestic violence for the fight she had with her boyfriend that landed her in jail. Heather was arrested last month after she and her boyfriend were drunk and fighting. When cops arrived, Heather attacked a cop, kicking one in the shin and striking two others. She'll be charged with misdemeanor battery on a peace officer. Idiot. The trash bin. Bobby Christina Brown's ex, Nick Gordon, called 911, claiming that his girlfriend threw a bottle at him. But Gordon was taken into custody after police responded to a possible domestic violence incident. He told cops his girlfriend, Laura Leal, had attacked him, though she claimed he beat her on the ride home from a bar. The arresting officer says he saw visible marks on Leal and placed Gordon under arrest. Loser!
The news wrap-up.
YouTube will start adding Wikipedia links debunking conspiracy theory videos. Netflix is reportedly working on a news show to rival 60 Minutes. Samsung has begun offering same-day repairs on its Galaxy phones at over 300 U-Break iFix locations. Alexa is scaring people with seemingly random laughter. Alexa, stop laughing at me.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Panther is the first film since Avatar to top the box office for 5 weeks.
The number one album.
It's Bobby Tarantino 2 by Logic.
The number one app.
Heads Up is the new best-selling app.
The number one book.
Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House retakes the number one spot.
It's been 4 years since Meghan Trainor came on the scene with her debut song, All About That Bass. The song reached number one in 58 countries and became one of the best-selling singles of all time, with worldwide sales of 11 million units. In 2015, she was diagnosed with a vocal cord hemorrhage and ordered by her medical team to undergo complete vocal rest, which ultimately caused the complete cancellation of her headlining M-Train tour. She has since had the surgery and has been singing and performing like a champ. From her upcoming new album, here's Meghan Trainor with the Song of the Week, No Excuses.
What you sipping on? I got you talking crazy. Looking at me sideways, always coming at me. Why you acting hard when you just a baby? Boy, I keep it real with you, but you trying to play me. Have you lost your mind?
That was Meghan Trainor with the Song of the Week, No Excuses. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.